Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith and want to say thanks for checking out our Daily Phil audio podcast. We're really grateful that you're diving into this content and seeking to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Today's devotion is entitled Rest. God, in His goodness and wisdom, has given us tools that are designed to help us become disciples. He's not asking us to make bricks without straw, but He's given us everything we need for life and godliness. As we've already seen, Jesus has given us His Spirit to help us. But one of the other gifts He's given us is Scripture, His written word. We can't become fully devoted followers of Jesus without the Bible. But knowing the Bible won't make us disciples, because discipleship transcends information. Jesus made that point when He confronted the Pharisees about the way they were using the Bible. He said to them, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." See, the Pharisees knew their Bible better than most of us ever will. But knowing the Bible isn't why Jesus gave us the Bible. According to Jesus, the Bible is a means to an end, and the end is Jesus. We have the Bible so that we can come to Jesus and find life. This begs the question, how do we read the Bible in a way that helps us become disciples? Let me propose the acrostic REST, R-E-S-T, as a way to read the Bible in a way that helps us follow Jesus. First, we must read. That's the R. And during different seasons of life, you may want to read at different paces. At times, you may want to read short passages slower and in a deeper way. And at other times, you may want to work through reading the entire Bible in a year. The important thing is that you have a plan. And what I've found is that without a plan, we tend towards sporadic and inconsistent time in the Word. There are some great apps right now that have many plans to choose from. My favorite is YouVersion. But start by picking a plan and reading. Second, we must engage. That's the E, engage the Scriptures. Meaning that we think about what we're reading. It may mean studying. A study Bible can be a great help for this. Looking for themes in what we read. Making observations about the text. Following cross-references. Or doing a word study. The most important thing is that we allow what we've read to sink into our mind and heart in a way that we can think deeply about. Third, we sit with Jesus. That's the S. We sit with Jesus. Many methodologies for Bible study take Jesus out of the picture. But this is His word, and we must come to it with a conviction that Jesus wants to speak through it to us today. And after reading and engaging, spend some time praying and asking Jesus what He wants you to hear. It might be one word or one phrase that the Spirit will highlight for you, but trust that Jesus has something unique for you as you seek Him through His written word. Finally, trust and obey. That's the T in rest. Trust and obey. When reading the Scriptures, we must make it a point not only to be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word. That's James chapter 1, verse 22. What if we assumed that there was a step of obedience Jesus was inviting us to take every single day? That would change the way we read the Scriptures. And after sensing from the Lord what that step of obedience that He's calling you to take is, take it. Make it your intention to obey His calling on your life. Read, engage, sit, and trust. Rest. Rest. Try reading the Bible using this methodology and see if it helps you on the journey of becoming a disciple of Jesus. Now let me pray for you as you continue on that journey. Father, thank you for every person listening to this podcast. Father, I pray that they hear your invitation to follow, to learn to live in your way with your heart, and that they would embrace your scriptures as one of the key tools that you've given us to help form us more into the image of Jesus. Lord, teach us to rest, to read, to engage, to sit, and to trust as we read your scriptures and walk with you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great rest of your day, friends. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.